Good morning. Now let's go back. We're holding a Chayyam Chalam and Aleph, beginning of Siman Lamed Dalet. So he says, "Hod the Mitzvah Nacher is that which you bring, take on a different Sefer Torah. Dafka Shanim Satov's Gomer. It's a mistake, which is a definite mistake. Kegoin Rochbo B'Makom Rochbo. So it was written in the Keva as opposed to Zocher." Yeredenu, Yarden, who, now who, vehu, it's missing the vav, kesev or keves, so they both mean the same thing, but sometimes the Torah writes the word kesev, meaning a sheep, with the sin in the middle, and sometimes it writes it with the sin at the end. Now, he discusses the next example that he gives. An example which, theoretically, the word sometimes is written without these letters, but since Chazal simply makes a drasha on it, that's going to be ma'akev. And he gives a few examples of that. So I'm not going to go through the examples inside. So even though we said that if there's a mistake of the a chaser or yeser, that you've added a letter like a vav for a chaylam or a yud, or you've left it out, it's not ma'akev. There are going to be cases where Chazal make the drusher on that letter missing or less letter being present, and it's going to be ma'akev. So I'm not going to skip those examples. I skipped about four or five lines. At the end of the line, it says Abba Mishum chaseris v'yaseris. Because of chaser and yeser, kagoyin avoseinu chaser vav. So you can write avoseinu without the vav; it's still written avoseinu. Because of, and it's supposed to be written, let's say, without a vav. Because of molad, he wrote it with a vav. These type of issues of adding a vav or missing a vav, adding a yud or missing a yud, you do not need to take out a sefer. We're not so bucky in having all of the chaseres and yaseres written properly. And therefore it's very possible in the new sefer that we're going to take out, it's not any better. Maybe in this instance it's better, but there's somewhere else where it's not better. Okay. But if it's missing a word or a letter which definitely is supposed to be there, one of the other letters is missing, or the letter is written twice by mistake, so there's two words written twice, those are considered a mistake. Now he says, and he again discusses examples of where Chazamik drushes on the Moli and the Chaser, and he raises the question what to do in that situation. So let's leave that. Skip to Simon Lamed Hay. In Nidbuka Ois, so it's not a question of a letter missing or a letter which is Nifsak, but rather the ink is touching, the two letters are touching. See, Nishtanat Tzuras Ois Lagamri, Tzarech Lahertzi Acheres. If by touching the two, the letter has lost its form, it doesn't read correctly, it doesn't look like the letter. So that's definitely a psul, you have to take it on the Sefer Torah. Avim Lo Nishtanat Lagamri, Binyan Demahani Ligra B'Neim. So if it was not a change would actually change the form of the letter. So then you could just scratch it away and make the safer kosher. So why is he saying that then? What about a case where the form of the letter was changed totally? Can you scratch away the connection and make the safer Torah kosher? The answer is no, because we have to write a safer Torah. Over here you're making the letter by erasing, not by writing. So if the letter looks like the letter, so I'm not writing a letter, I'm just removing the psul of letters touching. There's a psul of letters touching. But if the letter does not look like its letter, so it comes out by erasing, I'm actually creating the letter through not writing, but through erasure. You cannot make write a letter in the Sefer Torah through erasure. You have to write a letter in the Sefer Torah through writing. So let's say, for example, if you would have a blotch of ink there, and I would scratch away all of the white space and leave the letter. So I did not write the letter. The letter was, I made the letter by erasing everything around it. So that's not kosher. So making a letter with tzuras ha'ois by making the tzuras ha'ois, the form of the letter, by erasing is not acceptable. But if the letter is there, you can tell what letter it is, but there's a problem with the fact that it's touching. So then you can make it kosher by just scratching away the point where they connect. Now the Chayyadim deals with one more point about that, and I will talk about that, B'ez Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.